Om Shanti. I'm sure after celebrating such a wonderful meeting with Bap Dada yesterday, all of us are totally recharged, refreshed, empowered, and already flying. Am I right? Yes. When we are in front of Baba, it's Baba's energy that is working on us. And so it's easy just to be whatever Baba is speaking. No difficulty, no labor. But we need to maintain that same stage and awareness at all time in Brahmin life. Then only we are able to make a show of our father, our teacher, the one who is supreme. So all of us had presented our homework Baba gave for us in the last season. Baba did acknowledge. So that even gives us another indication that Baba is always watching us. He's always observing what thoughts we have, what words we speak, how we interact with each other. So Baba has already given us the result and also inspiration in the form of challenge. What we need to do now, now, not after we go back. So we can revise Baba's Murli on three levels. What is it that I need to do now in my Brahmin life? Second thing, how to do it? And thirdly, when to do it? Whenever we are asked by anyone, what is your aim and object? We say it is to become a deity from human beings, to become Lakshmi Narayan. But Baba made it very clear, yes, our aim is to become a deity, but we have to become an angel now, before we become a deity. But becoming an angel is connected with the awareness of this Brahmin life. And what is the foundation of Brahmin life? It is purity. The more we embrace purity in the form of personality, purity in the form of royalty, purity in the form of mother for peace and happiness, to that extent, we are able to invoke our angelic form. I was just thinking, why Baba did not talk a lot about deity form? He spoke more about Brahmin form and angel form. I'm sure because once we have become that angel, we automatically become a deity. We don't have to make effort for that. Just like we say, when I am full, I become complete. And when I am full and complete, automatically I am perfect. So what we need to do now is to look at two things. One is our level of purity in this Brahmin life. To what extent I have imbibed purity on all levels, in thought, in words, in action, in relationship. To that extent, I am able to experience myself double light. Because one of the definitions that Baba gave yesterday for being an angel, angel means double light. Double light means light in form and light in weight, weightless. And one cannot attain either of those light form without having complete purity. When you look at the angel form, it is a body of light. It is a body of pure energy. So the more I bring in that purity into my life, the more I am able to invoke my own angelic form. The difference between the Brahmin form and the angelic form is, I see myself as a soul, a being of light in the body, orb of elements. Elements, body made out of clay. But when I see my angelic form, I am still the same being of light, but I see myself in the orb of light. That is light and light all around. You can imagine the sun. Sun is light, but there is light all around. So how that body of light is created on the basis of my level of purity. And one of the things Baba has mentioned earlier in previous Murlis is the one who has total purity will be the conqueror of matter, conqueror of vices. That means nothing and no one can pull the soul towards itself. They will be beyond the pull of this gravity, the earth, the elements of matter. So they are masters. So one thing we all need to check ourselves is the level of purity in our Brahmin life and make sure that it is complete. Then we begin to experience our angelic stage, because we need to increase our experience of angelic stage. So when my experience of being in that angelic stage becomes 100%, then I am an angel. And in order to increase that angelic stage in percentage, Baba has given us several checkpoints that we can use to see our percentage of angelic stage. And one thing, Baba mentioned it very clearly, an angel means one who is double light. Light in form, but lightness on four levels. Lightness in thoughts, lightness in words, lightness in relationships, and lightness in connection, which includes, which means actions. So how do I check myself? I am light in my thinking. See, sometimes lightness can be misunderstood as carelessness or being loose or being casual. No, lightness is not being loose, not being casual, not being careless. It is actually, lightness means I am able to use the power of my mind wherever I want, whenever I want, as long as I want. The power of thought is in my hand. When my thoughts are light, they are powerful. So you don't need to think a lot, but because of that power, refineness in my thinking, I am able to accomplish, I am able to experience that accomplishment. So what it means actually to have lightness in words, not to speak casual words, not to speak loose words, not to speak words that are not in the dictionary of Brahmins. Words of lightness means words that actually has value. Valuable words seems light, but they are very valuable. And lightness in words for me also means something that brings happiness to others and that brings happiness to myself. Words of blessings are words filled with lightness. And that is why great people, when they speak less. Very little. People are eager to listen to couple of words they say. But because they are so light but carry weight, not in the form of heaviness but value, that becomes a blessing. So I was remembering one Murli Baba said few years ago, so your words should be like versions, not words. So where you need to speak 100 words, minimize to 10 words. And let it carry the value of 100 words. So that light travels. So what it means actually to have lightness in my relationship, I should be able to harmonize. I should be able to mold myself, be flexible. I should be able to adjust and accommodate myself. So the image that comes to me is water. Water is very light, isn't it? It's not at all heavy. But it has the speciality of taking the shape of the container in which you keep it. So that is what is lightness in my relationship. I am able to mold myself. I am able to be flexible, flow according to the situation. I am not rigid. I am not, obstinate in the sense, the one who has a fixed thought in my mind. And that is why even in the world people say, people who are able to flow, harmonize themselves with others are the ones who are winners. And of course, what it means to have lightness in our connection, because souls when they come in contact with us, they don't know a lot of knowledge. So I should be able to recognize their need. You know, I need to have the power to discern and make the right judgment and give what they need so that they are able to become satisfied. And that is how we are able to make someone who is in contact come into connection. So in other words, when I have that lightness in myself, I am able to mold myself, I am able to have the power to discern, precisely the needs of another soul, the sanskaras and natures of another soul, and I am able to adjust and accommodate accordingly. So one of the things Baba spoke about an angel is lightness in weight. But the other thing Baba said about an angel is lightness in form. One of the obstacles that comes in practicing this stage is in the form of Maya that comes in the form of body consciousness. We all use the word I and mine. So when I use the word I in body consciousness, that means I have lost the awareness of the soul as light. And that is why in order to allow us to make this awareness strong, Baba has given us an exercise to do. Whenever you use the word I, in your mind, think, I the soul. I am saying this. And whenever you use the word my this, my that, Baba said, my sari, my handkerchief, before that you think in your mind, my Baba and then my pen. So this is like an exercise we need to do to develop that awareness of soul consciousness. You know, we thought it was such an easy lesson. I was surprised. After 70 years now we are coming, still Baba has to tell us about the first lesson, I and mine. So we have not practiced it. So if we want to become an angel, we have to go back to the basic. The first lesson, and take this challenge for the next 24 hours. Count, write down how many times you use the word I. And every time before I use the word I, did I think in my mind, I the soul? Every time I use the word my, did I say in my mind, my Baba? So that will allow us to maintain the awareness of being a soul. So Baba has given us method how to develop that double light stage. The second thing also Baba has given us the method is to develop the awareness of being an instrument and the quality of humility. Because when I use the word I, the soul, immediately I become aware that I am the one who does karanhar and I am the one who is karavanhar, the one who is making this body move. I am only an instrument. So this instrument consciousness will again help us to maintain that difference between body and soul. And the awareness of being, having humility will automatically create pure feelings. Soul conscious feelings within my mind that will also bring lightness in my mind. So the first practice I need to do is to become double light, and this is the method Baba has prescribed for us. The second thing Baba said about an angel is someone who doesn't have any connection with this old world or old sanskaras. Because the soul of an angel, the sansara means world, is my Baba. The sansara, the world of an angel soul, is my Baba. And the sanskara of a soul who is an angel is, a soul who is to become an angel is that angelic form. And so Baba wants us to check whether there is any pull that pulls me towards the earth up until now. Any body, bodily relation, worldly objects or sanskara. In other words, detachment on all four levels. Detachment from the body, detachment from the bodily relations, detachment from the worldly objects and our own old sanskara. What it means to become a Brahmin, really? To become a Brahmin means to die. Die from the old life and take a new birth. And so when we are born new, our sanskaras are new. But many of us still carrying on the old sanskaras, and that is why it becomes an obstacle in my effort for becoming an angel. So we need to erase that old, the word old, then we become gold. So once Ramesh Bhai was saying, the easiest way to become gold is to surrender everything old to God. So when you surrender everything that which is old to God, you become gold. And so I need to check something I am still holding on. I am not surrendering. And that is why my intellect is pulled. You know, I am pulled towards the earth. Why angels are always shown flying? Their feet of the intellect doesn't touch this earth body. If my intellect is still touching this body, there is some attraction. So I need to practice this exercise of coming and going. One moment I am incorporeal, next moment I am subtle, and next moment corporeal. Just for the sake of doing action, and then I go back into my subtle stage. So if we can practice this exercise of incorporeal, subtle and corporeal every second, every minute, it will loosen the tightness of body consciousness, so we become light. So that's the second definition. No old is present in the stage of an angel. The third thing Baba said was, an angel means someone who is loved by everyone, and so they are detached. See, they say to love someone for the sake of being loving is human. To love someone for the sake of being loved, is divine, an angel. So an angel is loved by everyone because they are detached. God is love because he is detached. So detachment is pure love. And pure love is love for the soul. So an angel is someone who is loved by all because there is love for the soul. There is soul conscious love. So if I have love, I should have for all. This is how I can check if my love is soul conscious or body conscious. If I have love for someone all the time, irrespective of how they behave with me, that means I have love for the soul. But if my love is based on body consciousness, sometimes I will love, sometimes I will hate, sometimes I will dislike. I will not love all, but only few. But that is not the stage of an angel. So love one and love all. The more loving, the more detachment. So to be loved by all souls, Baba was giving the recipe of lightness. So who will be loved by everyone? when someone is light? And who can be light when someone is humble? The more you bow, the more you die, the more you have an attitude of learning, you have humility. And the more humility, the more lightness. And the more lightness, the more I am loved by others. Because my mind is not conditioned. My mind is not tight. It is light. I don't have any expectation. And so I am having an open-mindedness. So in that way, I am able to take the best from everyone. So I need to get this certificate, an angel. That's why you see, even in the world today, even though some people don't believe in God, some religion, but everyone believes in angels. Because angels don't belong to particular branch, but they belong to everyone. They serve souls of all religions. And so, because of their detachment, they are loved. So, Dadi had asked us to practice an exercise last season, which is of four levels. One is, Dadi said, first, detachment. First of all, before detachment, she said, separation. I should see myself separate from this body. Then detachment. Then witness consciousness. And then going beyond. So one moment I am detached. Next moment I am witness conscious. And then I am beyond. So that means I am here and yet I am not here. I come from up above. I perform action and I return. So this is the third aspect Baba has mentioned about angel. Angel is someone who is loved by all, one and all. And the method of winning hearts of everyone is lightness. And of course, when someone is light, definitely they are happy. And when they are happy, they smile. So this is what Baba said, you should practice smiling. Not artificial smile, but smile from the heart. So when I am light inside, I don't have any hidden agenda. I don't have any expectation. I am light, I am happy, I can smile. And that's what Baba said, when you smile, people come close to you. When you are serious, they will be put off. They move away from you. So what it means actually is that lightness attracts, like attracts like. They would not be pulled towards me, but they will be pulled towards the one who has brought that smile on my face. So in other words, what we need to do is every action that we perform, we should perform with pleasure and leisure. Let others see the lightness in our action, not a burden. You know, for that what I need to think is, everything that I am doing, I am dedicating it to God. And it is my fortune. See, you experiment with this. Whatever little thing you are doing after being a Brahmin, even your laukik job, you are going to your laukik job according to Baba's direction. You are living in your family life according to Baba's direction. You are doing your business. Anything that you are doing, do it with pleasure. Don't feel the pressure. Because when we are under pressure doing something, people feel pity for us. You know, that is why sometimes people comment. They say, oh, I really admire your life, you know. It's very good life. But I am so sorry you're missing out a lot. You know? So they feel sorry for us because we feel the pressure of what we are doing. We feel it is a lot of renunciation. Oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I have to live this kind of life. But we forget the fortune. So keep the fortune immersed while performing action. You will really enjoy everything as a pleasure. And when someone observes you doing that action with pleasure, they get inspiration from your action. And they pay interest for you. You know, what is the interest you get when you become a source of inspiration for others? That means you are inspiring people to do something without speaking. And this is what dadis have been signaling us. Now there is no need to speak, no need to tell someone what to do, what not to do. You just be. Be a source of inspiration. Just like a lighthouse, let others get that vibration and they will do it. So the interest you get when you become a source of inspiration is blessing. You don't ask for it, you get it. And you can live on blessings. You don't have to use your own income. That will be stored for the future. So this is why it is very important. You know, people, when they come in contact with us, they don't know our thoughts. They don't know what we are doing. But they only see the way we are performing action. So light, so happy, always smiling. So they think that definitely you have attained something. This is what Baba said, your face should work like visiting card. Your face should work like signboard. You know, you put signboard outside the center to say this is Raj Yoga Center. So if each one of us smiles like the way Baba smiled yesterday when he met us, so we become a mobile center. So how many centers will be there around the world then? You know, people will come to ask you how you can remain so light and so happy in the midst of all these difficult situations. But because we have the understanding, so we are not shaken by situation. So this is something Baba has said. Everybody should feel that you belong to them. The feeling of belongingness. So that is the sign of being on the unlimited. How do I know I am on the unlimited? I can check my stage of being on the unlimited on the basis of the belonging feeling others get. I should also feel I belong, and others should also get the feeling they belong to me. No strange feeling. So belonging does not mean attachment, but the feeling of that family. My family, my Baba. So when that feeling comes, there is love. This is what Baba said, where there is the feeling of belonging, there is right. And that is why they come close and they develop that love for Baba and for the family. So an angel actually means the one who is on the unlimited. No, that is why they show always angels on the mountain. They always show angels high up above. They don't see them sitting on the floor. So actually what it means that they embrace the whole world as one family. So we have to begin that experience with the Brahmin family, isn't it? Even though we are all in different centers and different countries, but we should not limit our consciousness to think only I belong to them. But Baba's family is my family. Just like everybody say, my Baba, everyone should say, this is my brother, this is my sister. That feeling of love coming, so that gives the sign of being an angel. And so this is what I said, what to do now. Baba has already told us that we need to become an angel from being a Brahmin. So purity leads to that angelic stage, double life stage, stage of being unlimited, being beyond this old world and old sanskaras, and the feeling of belongingness. The second thing Baba has also emphasized yesterday, again about the time. Every time he tells us about the time, but yesterday something new he mentioned. You know, we always think drama is moving, but yesterday Baba said drama also have to slow down. Because our efforts are not matching with the time. So we have to actually understand the importance of time. That's why Baba said that nature is asking Baba when to start. The elements of matter, they are ever ready. So are you ever ready? This is what Baba was asking. What it means to be ever ready, to be complete, full and complete. So Baba said the definition of perfection is always full with all powers, all virtues, and all points of knowledge. All and full. That is underlined. All and full. In thoughts, words, actions, relationship. Even if one power is lacking, that is weakness. If one power is missing, that is weakness. So now how can I check whether I have all powers? I have all virtues. I have all points of knowledge. So one simple checkpoint, if I have all powers, when we say all powers does not mean eight powers, but all powers. So if I have the stock of all powers, I will be able to apply a full stop in a second to everything that happens. Stop and stock. If I have full stock, I can put full stop. If the full stop is applied after a few seconds, that means that much of stock is missing. So I need to make sure I have all powers. I should never ever oversee, say, oh, I have seven powers and also I have eight powers. It's okay, I can manage. You can't manage. You know, we have seen in Brahmin life, whichever power we are lacking, whichever virtue we are lacking, we always get test for that power only. Like, for example, I don't have patience, say. You know, I will always be placed in a situation where I need to use patience. I don't get things happening fast. People give appointment, they don't turn up on time. I will not get my, you know, I have my plane is missed. Something will happen, I need to use patience. So sometimes when I don't realize that this is what I need to work on, I will put fault on others, blame other people. You are the one who did this, you are the one who did that. No. Actually, drama is giving me signal. Look, this is what you need to work on. Other things are okay, but this is what you don't have. So take that indication and work on it, so that I am totally full. Because in the end, as Baba says, there will be a long queue of people asking for power and virtues in donation. And if I don't have full stock, how will I be able to play the part of a bestower? So one simple indication to check whether I have all powers in stock is practically I can put a full stop in a second. Stop means stop. And secondly, how do I know I have all virtues? All virtuous. So the one who is all virtuous is also called image of virtue. That means I will recognize my speciality and use that speciality as God's gift, but I will also see the virtues in everyone and not defect. If I see anyone's defect, that is something lacking in my virtue. Simple indication. So that means I need to work on myself to bring that virtue. So that is lacking in me. That is why I am seeing that defect in others. As in psychology they say, whatever you see in others is what you are. It is reflection of yourself. And of course, I know if I have the stock of all points of knowledge, I will be able to live every moment in the present. Using knowledge in the right way at the right time. Not after the time has passed. This is how our numbers will go ahead. So this is one thing Baba has asked us to check. Check whether I have all powers in stock, all virtues and all points of knowledge. And of course when we think about all points of knowledge, it is ocean. But we can summarize very simple. I, the soul, I am a dot. Baba, the dot. Drama, the dot. 3 points. And the fourth point is purity. And the fifth point is contentment. And the sixth point is to have that awareness that, you know, to understand this whole world is drama and each actor have their own part to play. And so I need to be Trikaldarshi, Trinetri and Trilokinath. So once I am able to be seated on this seat and perform action, I don't think there will be anything lacking. One thing that really struck me when Baba said, in order to reach 85%, that's what Baba has challenged us, from tomorrow, if destruction happens, if you are 75%, you cannot come in the golden age 111. And all of us have the aim to come with the soul of Krishna, isn't it? Anybody has any other thought? Is it okay, silver age? No, it's not okay. So that means if I want to come with the number one soul, what I need to do? I need to follow that number one soul. Follow the Father. So if I'm not following that one number one soul, so how will I be able to come together with that soul? So for that, Baba has given this challenge. Checking is not enough. Before Baba used to say check at night. Now Baba says it is not even enough to check after a couple of hours. According to the speed of time, even that checking after a couple of hours is not enough. So what Baba has given us to do is to check every second, you know. What Baba has told us, think before you speak. Think before you do action. That means attention all the time. You cannot be free from attention even for a second. That means I need to pause. I need to pause, think the consequences of what I am going to speak, think of the consequences what I am going to do. Why? Because Baba has placed us in a very highest pedestal. Baba said, you are very, 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 very important person. So an important person, you know, whatever they think, whatever they speak, everything is recorded. Whatever they eat, whatever they sleep, everything is checked. They don't just do like that. And if I am, Baba said, they are only VIPs for one birth. And not for full birth also. A few years maybe. And how long does a prime minister last for his term? Some people only 6 months. You know? So we are the very, very important person for the whole cycle. So how much attention I need to have? Every second, that I liked very much, you know. Because we used to keep chart at night before and then we started to check every couple of hours. And now Baba said, every second, every breath, you must think before you speak. Don't speak anything. Because your words are important to people. Not speaking casual words. You know, sometimes we say, we just said it jokingly, you know, just at the cost of other people. We just passing time. We can't do that now. So when we have that kind of intensive checking, we are able to increase the intensity of our effort. But one thing we must remember, our attention in this way should not create tension. You know, some Baba's children, they have only tension of having attention. They are always thinking, oh, Baba said I must have lot of attention, you know. Baba said you must check before you think and do. So they have lot of tension of keeping attention. So that is not what Baba wants us to do. Just like sometimes Dadi say, you know, some Brahmins have yoga with yoga. You know what is called yoga with yoga? They don't have yoga, but they have yoga with yoga. Baba never said your sins will be destroyed when you have yoga with yoga. Only yoga is enough. So what it means to have yoga with yoga? See, when they are at home, they are thinking, oh, today I am going to the center, you know, they have yoga bhatti. I am going to have powerful yoga as soon as you go there. I am going to do this, do that. But they are not having yoga when they are doing such things at home. They are only thinking of having yoga when they go. And now when they come and sit in the center, they are thinking, oh, I forgot to lock the door, you know. Oh, I forgot to tell my daughter this. So now they are having yoga with home. So what happened? Neither you had yoga there nor you had yoga here. So what I need to do is natural yoga. Natural attention. Now just to give you an example. You are walking on the road. You have natural attention, isn't it? Where is the footpath and where is the road and where is the pit and where people are coming? Means you have natural attention. You don't have attention. Oh, I must walk here. I must not walk there. Oh, I must, there is a pit here. I must go this side. So then you can never walk. You know, like some people I know, when they are crossing the road, they are standing there. They are looking this side, that side, this side, that side. So they don't move. So attention every moment when Baba said, is natural attention, not attention attention. So when we have such attention, then our effort can be matching with the time. When Baba uses the word ever ready, what it means? To be ready on time, if not before time. It's good if it is before time, early bird, but on time, not after time. That is what Baba said. You are the creator and time is your creation. So you should be going ahead and not the time. So in order to match our effort with the time, what I need to do is to check So what I feel is our attention should be towards ourselves. See, when we came into knowledge in the beginning, we all had lot of attention like that, you know, because we never looked at other people. We were only concerned about our progress. But after being in Brahmin life for a short while, our attention is diverted. What this one is doing, we become more lawyers than being a judge for the self. And now it is time to become introvert and look at ourselves. So when our attention is towards ourselves, our checking and change will happen simultaneously. And so Baba has once again given us the indication that the nature is ready. Anytime anything could start. As they say, time and tide waits for no man nor woman. So what we have to do, we have to prepare ourselves beforehand. And so in the name of lightness, let us not become careless. You know, Dadi was giving one class a few weeks ago, the difference between being a carefree king and not being careless. You can be carefree and careful and not careless. Then only you can be light. See, if you are careful, you don't carry any more burden. You do the right thing at the right time. I remember Dadi always telling us that if my yoga is accurate with Baba, I get the right thought, I speak the right words, I do the right thing and finish. I don't have to think about it after, I don't have to think about it before. And this is the wonder we see from Dadi's life. You know, Dadi's, you know, sometimes I work with Dadi's many times and I see this wonder. We plan certain things. Of course, maybe we are not always Trikal Darshi, but they get the right touching what is needed now. So they come and ask what is happening. When we tell them, they say, no, not this way, this way. Because they get the right thought, this is what is the need of the hour. And our intellect is not in tune. So sometimes we get upset. Why Dadis are changing all these programs we have made? But in fact, their intellect is clear and they get the right intuition, so we have to learn from it. So this is why attention is necessary, but not tension. So we have to look at ourselves more. That is what Baba said, see yourself and see the time. This is the slogan Baba said, see yourself and see the time. And move accordingly, so that I am able to at least become ready on time. And the last thing Baba mentioned about good wishes, you know, because when you have the awareness of instrument and feelings of humility, you will always have pure feelings for others. Baba said, you may be giving good wishes to someone, and it is not reaching them after 1 month also. So then you started to feel, what is this? They are not changing. So you change your mind. So this is what Baba said. You don't change your mind about them, because some souls have very strong sanskara, you know, like stone. It takes time to melt. But if you change because they did not change, who is more powerful? The one who has a stone-like heart. They were so powerful that they changed your mind. So, you know, what it means to have Shubha Bhavna, pure feelings, is to be unlimited. I don't need to look out whether it is reaching or not. I am actually serving myself and serving other souls, and creating a good atmosphere by having that pure feelings, I just do it continuously. You know, what happens is when that pure energy in the form of good wishes without any selfish motive. In fact, Baba's children's wishes are not even just positive. It is pure. That is what Baba said, you know, not not only shubh, but it is shuddh. Not only positive, but it is pure. Because we don't have any selfish motive in it. We just have the pure feelings of the family. So when there is selflessness and consistency, it will definitely work. I have heard many people coming to Dadi Janki saying, you know, after 12 years, 15 years, Dadi, thank you for not giving up on me. You know, Dadi has been sending good wishes for them. Until 15 years after that, they come and say thank you. So you can imagine how much patience Dadi must have had. But she was genuine, you know. There was no selfishness. It does reach. So this is what Baba has asked us to do. So never give up in your mind sending your good wishes. Let it be natural. No, one thing Baba has asked us to practice this soul consciousness in such a way that it becomes a nature and natural. Just like we have developed the body consciousness. We don't practice to think I am a body. It has become natural. So when that soul awareness is natural, pure feelings will automatically emerge. And then that energy will transform that soul. And I think now we are very clear about the three things, as I mentioned in the beginning. What to do, how to do, and when to do. Is that clear? So there is no questions. We just need to do it. So don't think of doing when you go back home. Now, every time when we are interacting with Brahmins, Baba wants to create an atmosphere of angel. So see yourself as an angel. When you look at another Brahmin, see them as an angel. And when we begin to see everyone as angels, we create a gathering of angels right here. So the subtle region has to come here. We don't have to go there. You know, sometimes we ask this question, how far is the subtle region from here? Can anyone tell me, those who have gone there? How long does it take? How far is it? Huh? One thought, 1 second. Can you do that? Yeah? What it means, of course, it is one thought away. Subtle region is one thought away. How far is Baba? How far is Baba? One thought away. Otherwise, some souls sit in meditation and they see, I am a soul, I am going sun beyond moon, sun, stars. You know, the flight seems to be so long. So you don't need to work hard. I give you a shortcut. Change your dress and your address changes. Yes? Change your dress. That means from this body of mud into the body of light. So when you change your address changes, you become the resident of the region of light. What is subtle region? Light, bright, white, quiet, might. That's it. So, no pull, you know. Because still you can walk. You can walk in the subtle region. See, when the messengers go to the, in trance, they say, Baba told this, Baba spoke, you know. You can speak, but with the sign of signals. So what is the language of angels? Silence. What is the message of angels? Love. What is the food of angels? Pure thoughts. So the language of eyes, pure thoughts. You can speak a lot. You don't have to say anything. That is why you see when the trance messengers go in trance, they go for 3 minutes and they give a message of 10 minutes. So we wonder how much they have spoken in such a short time. But signal language, You can get a lot in a short time. So this is what we need to now practice. in Brahmin life, if we can experiment while you are in Madhuban, because here the atmosphere is conducive and you have the power of the gathering and you have the help from dadis, you know, our favorite angels. Example, so if you develop that habit here, so when you return home, it will continue. So let us not delay, we start now. Now and here, that practice, like today when you go for dinner, all of us go like angels. Not loud talk. Even if I want to talk, only the person with whom I have to talk should listen. Not the whole world. Sometimes we talk to one person and we talk in such a way as a microphone, the whole world has to listen. So there is no need. So you say words. And wherever you can just give a signal through your eyes, through your face, through your smile, enough. Smile says many things, right? Smile says thank you, smile says well done, smile says welcome, smile says so many things. Huh? So you don't need to even ask how are you. You smile, finish. Yeah? So that's it. So they must see the wonder today when you go to dinner. Oh, these double foreigners, Baba said you should become an example to the world, to the Brahmin family, and they have already started. Look, they are so quiet. They are so light. They are so silent. The subtle reason has come. So they should also flow with it. You know, contagious. So not only at the dinner time, even when we are walking around, moving around, whisper. If I really want to speak, whisper. If not, thought language. Experiment. Don't use your mobile. You use your thought power. You have a thought. This person should do this. Shh, thought went. And that person is coming to you already. Sister, I have done that already. No, you will see the magic. I have seen. You know, yesterday Dadi Janki, I was sitting with Dadi Janki on stage with Baba. One sister was sitting on a big higher, not yesterday, day for yesterday. So Dadi said, go and tell the sister to sit down. So Dadi finished telling me that sister herself got down. We didn't tell her anything. So Dadi's thought shot her and she did what she wanted. So, you know, it's working. And if you can experiment with your thought power like that here, you save a lot of energy. So when you go back home, you have less telephone bills to pay. So you can use that money for Baba's box. So what we will do is for the next 20 minutes, we will have the same exercise which Baba did for us yesterday. So to serve the world by being merciful, making ourselves sit on the seat of being Master Almighty Authority with Baba and sending out that rays. So all of you sit relaxed, leave your books, everything totally ready to fly. And I'm going to speak few thoughts to help you. So we will all create such a powerful atmosphere that sitting in one place, we are able to travel with the vehicle of our mind and serve the world on an unlimited level. So I would request, I would really appreciate if nobody make any movement, totally still in the atmosphere, so that we invoke Baba's presence here and then enjoy being on the top of the world, in the soul world, in the subtle region with Baba, sending out those rays. As I sit here, in silence, I become aware of myself. As a living light, sparkling in the center of my forehead. I am light. I am a point. As I focus my thoughts, towards this being of light, I journey inwards. I touch the core of this being of light. As I dive deep into myself, I also discover love. I am love. I accept myself. Love, like the sunshine, full of energy. In this awareness, I am experiencing myself very, very light, weightless. I am floating like a feather beyond this body. I enter into the dimension of golden red light. In my home, I absorb the silence, sweet silence of this region of golden red light. One special light pulls me like a magnet. I go closer and closer to that light.
connected with the powerhouse. Fills me with all his powers. The rays of powers from the Supreme is reaching and filling the soul. I have become the Master Almighty, like my Father. From this home of light, I look down below the planet Earth, the blue-green planet, crowded I hear this voice calling out for peace, for love, for power. Deep feelings of mercy emerges from my heart. And together with Baba, I send thoughts of peace, thoughts of love and light, which envelops the whole world. Thoughts after thoughts, rays after rays, reaching out, healing the broken hearts, giving peace to the peaceless, giving strength to the weak, I am with Baba, the powerhouse, in my abode of peace, and the rays of peace, light, and love reaching out in all four corners of the world. like a lighthouse. Thank you.